I think these data, again, underscore how we need to understand and interpret performance metrics rather than take them as objective scores. An algorithm may score well for one metric and not for the other, as here. So which metric is better? It's hard to answer in general. You have to think about what kind of recommendations you want out of the system. As I think I said in the Chapter 2 sidebar, you would really want to measure recommender performance here based on empirical observation. Now, it might be hard to know whether two users actually went on a date, and if it went well, and presumably if it went well, those two users are no longer on the market and available for recommendation. Now, instead, maybe the site would measure how many more clicks recommended profiles attracted and how long users dwelled on recommended profiles versus others to get a sense of the real value a recommender is adding.